Welcome, everyone, to the Macro Opportunities February monthly podcast. Extreme pessimism over the global growth outlook began to abate as trade tensions eased between the U.S. and China. Following high-level negotiations, President Trump described substantial progress and suspended an increased rate of tariffs on imports from China, which was scheduled to take effect March 1st. The Fed's clear change in stance helped sentiment, signaling a pause in rate increases as they adopt a data-dependent approach. Further hikes would likely require a high degree of certainty over the outlook for either growth or inflation. Against this backdrop and the resulting year-to-date recovery of risk assets, developed bond yields rose over the month. In the UK, our view is that the likelihood of a no-deal Brexit continues to decline, following shifts from Prime Minister May as well as various groups of MPs, making the likely outcome either an approval of the negotiated withdrawal agreement or a delayed exit. The spread between yields on Italian government bonds and German bunds widened sharply at the beginning of the month over concerns of economic growth, heavy bond issuance, and a potential credit downgrade from Fitch. However, much of this widening was reversed as there was a very strong demand for the supply, both domestically and from international investors. In terms of performance for February, long EM currency exposures detracted against a stronger U.S. dollar over the course of the month, partly reversing sharp moves seen in January. Currencies of Brazil, Argentina, South Africa, and Mexico all weakened mildly against the U.S. dollar. Government duration also had a slight negative contribution as the effect of higher yields in the U.S. more than offset being short European rates. Tighter spreads in investment grade and high yield credit contributed positively, mostly from exposure to financials, pharmaceuticals, and CDX. Exposure to debt in Mexico, Indonesia, Argentina, and India all added as rates in those countries rallied with risk assets. So for the outlook going forward, the overarching principle of policymakers since the financial crisis has been to maintain the global recovery. The false hope that policy accommodation could be withdrawn in a reasonably benign way has been replaced by the unfortunate reality that continued assistance remains necessary. In Europe and Japan, the extraordinary monetary stimulus remains in force. China has been aggressive in increasing policy stimulus. Even in the U.S., risk management remains the driving policy imperative now that yields have normalized. Our belief is that these policy adjustments will help continue the global expansion, and the requisite positioning follows from that optimism. Accordingly, we retain a long U.S. duration bias, which we also believe remains an effective hedge against global risk exposures. So this concludes our podcast for February. As always, we appreciate your support and look forward to speaking with you again next month.
Additional information about Macro Opportunities may be found at our website. The opinions and views expressed in this audio are as of the date indicated. Such opinions are subject to change and may differ from others in the firm or the firm as a whole. This audio is for informational purposes only and is not intended as an offer or solicitation with respect to the purchase or sale of any security or product. Statements in this audio should not be considered investment advice and are not intended to be relied upon as a factual prediction or forecast of future events or performance or a guarantee of future results. Likewise, past results are not indicative of future investment results. Employees and/or clients of Western Asset Management may have a position in the securities mentioned.